If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Monorail Tales podcast. For sure, we have a very exciting show for you to listen to, and hopefully you will play along with us as well. Yes, that was a clue to tonight's show topic, because it's game night, and we have some amazing contestants joining us, and also a game that we have not played before on this show. So let me share with you who our contestants are. First, we have the lovely Tony Ann from the Disney Crush podcast. Yay! Tony Ann lives in Spring Hill, Florida, and when she's not busy with podcasting, she's busy being a mum to Michael and also working as a hospice nurse. Our next contestant is the lovable Scott from the Mickey File podcast. Scott lives in Tampa, Florida. And besides his many trips to Walt Disney World and running his own podcast show, he also occasionally plays Hickory Golf. And in fact, we'll be playing this weekend to help raise funds for the organization Give Kids the World. And for those that were like me last night and did not have a clue what Hickory Golf is, just take a moment to check it out. It's really interesting. And our last contestant is our very own co-host, Patrick. Patrick resides in Milton, West Virginia, and is an avid Buckeye fan. He also enjoys skiing and kayaking with his family and spending date nights with his best buddy, Rick Forbes, watching movies. Oh, how sweet. Anyway, what's a game without a host? So it's that time where it's my great pleasure to introduce to you your game host for the show, the one and only Mr. Rick Forbes.
Thank you, Sheila. I don't think I could have done that better myself.
No, you probably couldn't have.
The one thing I'm surprised you didn't mention was the name of the game, so I guess it's up to me. And we are playing Jeopardy tonight, and I think it's going to be a very fun game, fun episode. So without further ado, we are going to get started. And I'm going to go through the categories first. The first category is Walt's Up, and every question will have the word Walt in it. The next category is Gone But Not Forgotten. So this category, the answer will be something that is there now, and you'll have to give the name of what it replaced. The next category is Magic Kingdom, Disney Plus, Double Duty, and you will get a name of an actor, and you will have to name at least two characters that they played in the Disneyverse. And the final category is Epcot. So the categories are on the board. The point values are up there. And backstage, Scott won the coin toss, and he gets to choose the first category. So, Scott, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. And once I complete reading the question, buzz in. I have all the players have a buzzer, so I'll be able to see which one of them buzzes in first. So Scott, pick your category.
Gone but not forgotten.
For what dollar amount?
Oh, 200. Sorry.
That's right. Oh, Scott. Let me choose a player. Okay. Gone but not forgotten. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Scott.
What is Dumbo?
That is incorrect. Patrick or Tony Ann? Tony Ann.
What is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
What is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Great job, Tony Ann. All right, Tony Ann, choose a category, please.
Let's stick with Gone But Not Forgotten for 400.
All right. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Scott.
What is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride? There's no way I'm missing that.
I know.
That is correct, Scott. Good job.
That's Scott's ride.
That's why I hate Disney.
That's why you have a podcast.
Yeah, you start exactly. A podcast. All right, Scott.
Gone but not forgotten for 600.
Frozen Ever After. Tony Ann.
What is Maelstrom?
What is Maelstrom? Good job. Tony Ann?
Let's switch it up with Double Duty for 200.
Okay. Princess is voiced by Lea Salonga. Tony Ann.
Who are Mulan and Pocahontas?
That is incorrect.
Ooh.
Scott Patrick.
Who is Mulan and Jasmine?
That is correct.
Oh.
Good job.
What is I didn't have a clue?
Valid answer. Awesome. All right, Patrick, you're on the board.
Let's go to Waltz Up for 200.
Chicago, Illinois. Patrick.
What is Walt's birthplace?
That is correct. All right,
go
Patrick.
For Waltz Up for 400.
Roy, Herbert, Ruth, and Raymond. Tony Ann.
Who are Walt's siblings?
Correct. All right, Tony Ann.
Let's do Waltz Up for 600.
Feed the Birds. Tony Ann.
What is Walt's favorite song?
That is correct. All right, Tony Ann.
Let's try Double Duty again for 400.
All right. Sidekicks, voiced by Phil Harris. Anybody?
Poor Phil.
Patrick.
Who is Baloo and, Big John?
No, I'm sorry.
It's Little John, isn't
Scott.
It?
Who are Baloo and Little John?
That is correct, Scott.
Oh,
I thought the question was over. I'm sorry I gave it away, but
that's all right. Good try, Patrick.
Oh, I was like, I picture him and I couldn't think of the name.
I had Baloo. I did not have Little John until you said Big John.
Yeah. Big John used to be the mayor of Milton.
That's exactly right. Wrong person.
Whoops.
All right, Scott.
Gone but not forgotten for 800.
Princess Fairy Tale Hall. Tony Ann.
What are the Scary Adventures of Snow White? Or Snow White Scary Adventures?
Yes, I was going to say I'll take it. Good job, Tony Ann. All right, Tony Ann.
Let's go back to Waltz Up for 800.
Okay. Lillian Bounds. Tony Ann.
Who is Walt's wife?
Yes. And Tony Ann.
Let's try Disney Plus for 200.
Okay. Patrick, you better do good on this category. Okay. This original series is set between The Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. Tony Ann.
What is The Mandalorian?
That is correct. Tony Ann.
Let's try Disney Plus for 400.
This was the first MCU series released on Disney Plus. Scott.
What is WandaVision?
That is correct.
Let's do Gone But Not Forgotten for 1,000, right?
Okay. Pandora, the World of Avatar. Tony Ann.
What is Camp Minnie Mickey?
That's correct. Sheila didn't get that when we tested it.
Well, it's where the old Festival of the Lion King Theater was, so you should have said that. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, is that what Sheila tried to say?
Yes, but it was the wrong answer.
But it wasn't the whole land.
Right.
All right, let's finish Waltz up for 1,000.
Okay. This dish is made from his own recipe. Patrick.
What is Walt's chili?
Correct, Patrick. Good job. All right, Patrick, choose a category.
Let's do Magic Kingdom for 200.
Okay. These are the passages under the park. Scott.
What are the utilidors?
Correct. Scott.
Epcot for 200.
The number of torches around World Showcase Lagoon. Tony Ann.
What are 11?
That's incorrect. Scott or Patrick? Time's up. It is 19.
Oh.
One for every century prior to the millennium.
Oh.
Okay. Wow.
Huh. All right.
Scott was the one.
Back to Scott.
Epcot for 400.
This is what Epcot means. Patrick.
Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Correct.
Whoa, he didn't.
Form of a question, mister, but we'll let it slide this time. We'll be friends this time.
Everybody gets one slip, right, Tony Ann? All right. Yes, we'll allow it once, Patrick. The second time, we'll have to chop off your kneecap.
That's fine.
All right, Patrick, choose a category.
Let's go Disney Plus for 600.
This docuseries was produced by Leslie Iwerks. Tony Ann.
What is the Imagineering story?
That is correct. Tony Ann.
Let's try Magic Kingdom for 400.
This is the oldest attraction in the park. Scott.
What is the Walt Disney World Railroad?
That is incorrect. Tony Ann or Patrick? Tony Ann.
What is the Carousel of Progress?
That is also incorrect. Patrick, do you have a guess? Patrick.
What is the regular carousel? What is is it Regal Carousel or whatever its name is? I don't know the formal name of it.
That is correct. Was Prince Charming's Regal Carousel?
What is the name of it or whatever?
Right. That thing with the horses.
That thing that goes around.
Let's go.
I thought Kenny Ann had it for a second.
That's okay.
All right, Patrick.
Disney Plus for 800.
Disney Plus was launched on this day. Patrick.
What is November the 12th?
That is correct. Do you know the year?
2020.
It's 2019, but I'll take November 12th. All right, Patrick.
Let's finish up Disney Plus for 1,000.
This Universal MCU movie has not been on Disney Plus. Scott.
What is the Incredible Hulk?
That is correct.
I'm thinking that.
All right, Scott. I'm waiting for the board. There you go. Magic Kingdom for 600.
This thrilling attraction was opened in 1975. Tony Ann.
What is Space Mountain?
That is correct. Tony Ann.
I want to try double duty again. I just like saying it. 600, please.
That's because you
poo on the grass.
It poo on the grass, double duty.
You said 600?
Yes, please.
Oh, no. Double. Enter a wager.
I'm going to wager
$2,500.
I'd like to wager $2,000, please.
Okay, $2,000. Villains voiced by Eleanor Audley.
Who are Maleficent and Ursula? No. No, I know I got that wrong, but I know Maleficent was one of them.
I'm sorry. It was Lady Tremaine and Maleficent.
That's it.
Okay, so I've got to adjust the score.
Patrick, we're back in the game.
I know, right?
All right.
Tony Ann, Karen's over here shaking her head at you.
I'm sorry. I knew it was Maleficent.
That was half the battle. All right, Tony Ann.
Epcot for 600, please.
At 64.9 miles per hour, this is the fastest Disney attraction. Tony Ann.
What is Test Track?
That is correct.
I feel like I'm playing against Jeremy.
Sorry.
I think if you guys can read it, just buzz in. I'll finish reading it before I call your name. So if I
now you're going to change up the rules.
Well, I mean, that's basically what you guys are doing.
That's what we're doing.
I'm just letting everybody know.
I just feel like you plugged into Ethernet is faster than my Wi-Fi.
No.
All right.
My phone's not plugged into Ethernet.
Oh, that's
true. Choose a category, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Magic Kingdom for 800.
He is the host of Country Bear Jamboree. Scott.
Who's Henry Bear?
That is correct. All right, Scott.
Magic Kingdom for 1,000.
These attractions, while closed at Disneyland, still exist in Walt Disney World. There are three.
Hmm. Stop helping, Karen.
All right, the timer is going.
No, too late.
Sorry. It's the People Mover, Carousel Progress, and Country Bear Chamber.
Oh, that was the one I couldn't remember with Country Bears. I had the other two. Is it okay. Still me? Oh, it's Scott. No, isn't Scott?
Oh, it's me. Epcot for 800.
This is when Figment first appeared in Epcot. Scott.
1982. What is 1982?
That's incorrect. Tony Ann or Patrick? All right. The correct answer is what is 1983?
Okay.
It's technically May of 1983 is when he was introduced.
Wow.
All right. Scott?
Me again, right? Epcot for 1,000.
All right. This is the most recently added pavilion. Scott.
What is Morocco?
That is incorrect. Tony Ann or Patrick? Tony Ann.
What is Norway?
That is correct.
I knew it was one of the other, and when Scott got one wrong, I... Thanks, Scott.
All right, Tony Ann.
Let's do double duty for 800.
Young Heroines, voiced by Catherine Beaumont.
Next.
Yeah, no clue.
All right. The question is, who are Alice and Wendy Darling?
Okay.
And double duty for 1,000 to clear the board. Attractions where you will hear Thurl Ravenscroft. Scott.
What are Haunted Mansion and the Tiki Room?
That is correct. Those are two of the answers. There are two others. They are Pirates of the Caribbean and Country Bears.
Cool. Oh.
Who is he in the Country Bears? Please tell me. The Big Buffalo.
The
Buffalo. That's right.
All right. So at the end of round one, we have Patrick at 3,000, Scott at 4,200, and Tony Ann at 5,400. All right, Scott. So yes, you are part of the dynamic duo that is the Mickey File podcast.
I'm the supporting cast.
The supporting cast. Could you please share with us a little bit about your podcast and who's on it with you?
So my wife, Karen, and I do the Mickey File podcast. We are pretty local. We're, an hour 15, somewhere in there, sometimes 2 hours from Disney. We're DVC owners, so we talk a lot about DVC. We talk about the parks and share news and sometimes our trips, a lot of times our trips, because we go there a lot. But that's what we do.
Awesome. And I've been listening the past couple of days, and this will tie into Tony Ann as well, but the past couple of episodes have made me really feel a little sad and down.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
You were sad that you weren't there.
G3 was...
We're going to have to bring Monorail kind of Tales into the fold for G3 next time, which I think is going to be fall of 2023.
Oh, that will probably be definitely doable. As long as it's not tax season, that's my big hurdle.
And we'll have a little more time to plan, but maybe we can get you guys in on when when the planning really starts in earnest. Because if people don't know that are listening, the Grand Geeking Gathering is a meeting of all kinds of Disney fanatics, and started with the Geeking on Walt Disney World podcast. But Kurt Stone is very welcoming, and his dream is to bring together podcasts and the fan bases of all of them and build a community. Yeah. Thanks, Scott, for saying it better than I could. So I know he would love to have you guys join us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's done a great job of that.
Yeah, I think it would be lots of fun. I mean, from everything I've seen on Facebook and heard through your podcast, it just sounds like a fantastic time.
Here's the problem, Rick and Sheila. At some point in the last couple of days, you're going to cry. That's just what happens.
When you go, because you meet so many great people.
Right. Or you're going to sit in a parking lot and cry before you drive home.
Drive away.
Yeah, I heard that one today. Sheila will probably cry enough for both of us, because I won't. But
you'll cry when you say goodbye to me, Rick. You will.
Rick doesn't have emotions. I'll be honest, I was really upset that we couldn't get down there, because I would love to have met our good friend Kevin and see you guys again.
But you don't want to meet Kevin.
Yes, you do.
I do.
No. Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do. He and I talk the same language.
And he'll bring you Jammy Dodgers, so, that's nice.
And Jaffa Cakes.
And Quality Street.
Okay, no.
And Marmite.
No. Oh, I can get Marmite here, but no more talking of English food, because I will cry.
All right, Tony Ann. So you're half of the Disney Crush podcast. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, the Disney Crush. We've been doing it for about 4 years. My brother-in-law, David, and myself. Dave was not a big Disney guy when our kids were little, and he saw me going and being crazy, and his wife got him an annual pass 1 year for Christmas, and he wasn't happy about it, but he went and he fell in love, and he called me up and he's like, oh my God, we got to do a podcast. So that's how it really started, was like I was the Disney person and he wasn't, and he was learning the parks and stuff from me. But now we've been doing it 4 years, and he knows it just, he says he doesn't, but he knows it just as well as I do. So
yeah, but, he tries to hide it.
Yeah, he's very modest, but yeah. But he's the brains behind the podcast. He does all the hard work, the heavy lifting. I just show up. So
yeah, and if any of our listeners haven't heard your either of your podcasts before, I would highly recommend them. I've listened to both of them, and you know, we've actually met in person. We met last year, and you guys are just great people. I've never met a podcaster or Disney person I haven't really liked, but you guys are great, and I can't wait until we can actually get together again. I know I've tried to meet up with Scott and Karen a couple times, but our schedules just haven't worked out.
Rick, I say we still had dinner together in Mexico.
Yes,
because you're in the same restaurant at the same time.
That
totally
counts. Yeah,
it totally counts. We have a picture together.
That's right. So you can't say totally pictures or it didn't happen because it happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Picture it didn't happen. It happened.
That's right.
And going back to October, when you know the podcast crew did meet you guys down at Disney Springs. That was one of the highlights of my days of being down there. So, yes, I can understand the big, you know, G3, did you call it, meeting and the emotions, because I had it on a very tiny, small scale, just meeting you guys. And, yeah, it right. means a lot. It really did.
I feel like there were, like, around 100 people at G3 that got the privilege of meeting me. And it was great. For all of them.
What are you,
okay, I mean, I'm going back
like
to you.
Like second to Noah, but.
Oh my gosh.
And
you guys are the best, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Patrick is, I was going to say he's our newest co-host, but he's not our newest co-host, but he is one of our newer co-hosts. And I don't think he was a co-host at the time of our meeting in October, so we'll give him a pass for not showing up. Patrick is 1/64th of our podcast crew, it seems like. So, Patrick, for any new listeners, do you want to share a little bit about yourself, you know, why you like podcasting? I assume that they, you know what the Monorail Tales podcast is like already.
And you can also add, Patrick, how nice it is to work with Rick and I, and how wonderful we are. And
Steve. It is. It is. I'm blessed to be on such a great podcast, and not just that, but be able to meet all these other people from a lot of the other podcasts that I've listened to through the past. So I think that's been kind of a blessing for me. But, you know, from the beginning, I loved it, like being on, talking about something I love. Being able to connect and make friends and just kind of share that magic and share the experiences and that love for Disney. I mean, that's what it's all about. And from the beginning, like, it's just been one of my favorite things.
Awesome. I mean, we were friends before you came on the podcast, like real in person, real life friends. And I just have to say it's so much fun having you on with us.
I just want to add that you bring class to our show, Patrick.
Makes up for that poor British humor.
And, you know, Rick, you know, not showing his emotions. And
I'm right there with Rick on the emotions, but I love the British humor and the British comedy. So that was one thing that kind of drew me in as well.
Ha ha, Rick.
Barf. All right. Are you guys ready to start round two?
Yes.
Yeah, let's
we
do
have
it.
A whole new list of categories. And the point values are doubled.
Wow.
Okay, that's does everybody have their buzzers ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The categories are finish the lyrics.
Ooh.
So I will read a lyric and you have to finish them in the form of a question. The next category is forgotten, but not gone. Ooh. So it's kind of the reverse of gone, but not forgotten.
So it's what was there, and you have to say what's there now?
It'll be clear when I read a question.
Okay.
All right. Hollywood Studios, Classic Snacks, Important Dates, Animal Kingdom. All right, Patrick, since you have the lowest score, you get to choose a category.
Thanks for calling me out, Rick. I'm going to take Finish the Lyrics for 400.
Okay. I admit that in the past, I've been a nasty.
This is the easy question, the 400.1.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was easy. Do you want me to sing it?
Second half of the line.
I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. Okay. All right. I'm going to set the timer. All right.
Something.
What is they weren't kidding when they called me Well a Witch?
Yeah. I couldn't think of the whole thing.
Okay.
I couldn't remember the first four words.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick.
All right, let's go finish the lyrics for 800.
Okay.
Try it again, huh?
A glutton for punishment. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. Tony Ann.
It's a world of hope and a world of fears.
Could you please give that in the form of a question?
What is it's a world of hope and a world of fears? That was mine.
That's Scott, for you, one. Travis and Dave.
That is correct, Tony Ann. Good job. All right, Tony Ann.
All right, let's finish the lyrics for 1200.
Oh, will the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake?
Again, I know the last
I know, but I don't know. Right, exactly.
All right. What is something and spooks come out spooks for a swinging wake?
I knew the swinging wake, but I didn't know what was it.
I would have said ghouls.
All right, let's try forgotten but not gone for 400.
Okay. This character has a tombstone in the pet cemetery. Scott.
Who is Mr. Toad?
That is correct. All right, so you see what it is? All right, it's things that are gone from Walt Disney World, but they're not forgotten.
Okay.
Because people hold on to it with their cold, bitter hands.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I got to adjust the score. I forgot to add that to Scott.
All right, let's finish the lyrics for 1600.
All right, so Scott got 400. All right. The snow glows white on the mount tonight, not a footprint to be seen.
I buzzed a long time ago.
Really? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I buzzed as well.
You want to try the buzzer again just to make sure it works? Nobody?
Yeah,
I buzzed.
I'm not getting any buzzes in.
Get that one? All right, it's broken.
Great. That's why we can't have nice things around here.
Oh, the room you were in was closed. Sheila, what did you do?
I closed it because it wouldn't work for anybody.
Ah. Rick, you just sent a new work one. With me here.
Oh,
it was Sheila.
Sheila's fault.
And you know what? I edit. So what you're saying.
Is your threats were empty, Sheila. You never edit this stuff out. All right, 10 a.m.
What is a kingdom of isolation and it looks like I'm the queen?
That is correct. All right, Patrick, can you buzz in to make sure yours works too? Okay. All three of you came in that time.
Okay.
All right. Good job, Tony Ann.
Let's finish the lyrics.
All right, for 2000. Man has a dream and that's a start. Tony Ann.
What is he follows the dream with mind and heart? He follows his dream with mind and heart?
That is correct.
Okay.
So with that row cleared, we have Patrick at 3,000, Scott at 4,600, Tony Ann at 9,800. All right, Tony Ann.
Let's try Hollywood Studios for 400.
This attraction can be seen from Epcot. Tony Ann.
What is the Tower of Terror?
That is correct.
Come on, guys.
I'm not getting in there fast enough.
I'm me either.
You need to just buzz as soon as I say the first word.
Basically.
All right.
Tony. Let's try Forgotten But Not Gone.
I think for 800. What Tony Ann's doing. For 800?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all that mouse quiz practice.
A ride vehicle from 20,000 Leagues can still be found here. Scott.
What is Castaway Cay? Key.
That is correct. All right, Scott.
Sorry, I just said, what is Castaway Cay? And Karen goes, that's that private island over in the cruise. I was like, that was the answer, not the question. Forgotten but not gone for 1,200.
Okay. The remnants of this attraction are now bathrooms. Anyone? All right. Just to make sure you guys weren't buzzing in, right?
No.
No.
Okay. Which is stupid.
What is the WDW Skyway?
Oh, it's the
Rapunzel. Oh, yeah. Bathroom. Yeah, the station.
I'm sorry. Okay. The bathrooms near Small World, I believe, is what there was actually called. According to Chad.
Okay.
Forgotten but not gone for 1,600.
Right. A silhouette of this character is found in a window in Hollywood Studios. Anyone?
No.
Who is Roger Rabbit?
Oh, wow.
It's right above Hollywood and Vine. It's right over
okay.
there.
Okay. Forgotten but not gone for 2,000.
Okay. These characters moved from the Mickey Mouse Review to Epcot. Tony Ann.
What are the dinosaurs?
That is incorrect.
No.
Scott or Patrick?
No. I didn't know what they would be doing in Mickey Mouse Review anyway.
All right. Sorry, time's up.
Damn it. Who are the three Caballeros, though?
Yeah.
You know what I realized? I totally don't know how to play Jeopardy. And whenever somebody gets an incorrect answer, I haven't been subtracting the points.
That's how you play Jeopardy.
Is how you play Jeopardy in real life. You're right.
Yeah, I'm playing Jeopardy. I don't take away. I only give. I'm a giver.
That's how you should be. It's a Disney podcast, for God's sake.
That's right. All right. Scott, I believe you chose the last category.
Yeah. Classic snacks for 400. I want to hear Sheila complain about.
This snack, once rumored to be emu, cannot be found in Hollywood Studios. And Patrick buzz in first.
What is the turkey leg?
That is correct. What were you saying, Scott?
I wanted to hear Sheila. I'm going to keep running this category as long as I have control, because I want to hear Sheila complain about plastic cheese that she's never actually had.
Okay.
Well, I haven't even had the waffles or whatever it is that you have with the plastic cheese.
Pretzels.
Pretzels. Yeah, I apologize.
She doesn't even know what a pretzel is. All right, Patrick, you're in control of the board.
Let's go important dates for 400.
Okay. December 5th, 1901. Patrick.
What is Walt's birthday?
That is correct. All right, Patrick.
Let's go important dates for 800.
September 15th, 1999. Scott.
What is the opening date of Hollywood Studios?
That's incorrect. Patrick or Tony Ann?
I need Michael's calendar. It has all the dates.
That's true.
I don't know if this one would be in it. All right. The question is, what is the first day Walt Disney World was closed on Hurricane Floyd?
Oh.
Okay. Well, let's stay with the same category for 1200.
All right. May 1st, 1989. Tony Ann.
What is the day that Hollywood MGM Studios opened?
I'll take it. I'll put Hollywood Studios.
Disney MGM Studios.
Yes.
All right. Also, the day Pleasure Island opened, I believe, according to Michael's calendar. When I made his calendar, I think that was when Pleasure Island opened as well.
But I could be wrong. When I was doing my answers.
Could be wrong. Let's stick with important date. Wait, my buzzer went away. My phone just went sleepy. So I'm wasting time here. Let's go with important dates for 1600.
That's on brand for us. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay, 1600.
Yes, please.
August 13th, 2017. Scott.
What is the opening date of Galaxy's Edge?
That is incorrect. Patrick or Tony Ann? All right. It's what day did the great movie ride in the universe of Avengers?
Oh, yeah. They even let us silvers in for that. let's finish out important dates for 2000.
Okay. Daily Double. What would you like to wager? You can wager up to $11,400.
I'll wager $5,000.
Okay. August 29th, 2019.
What is the day Galaxy's Edge opened?
That is correct, Tony Ann. Good job.
That's twice, Tony Ann. You owe me.
No, that one I knew it wasn't 17.
I know, but twice in a row, I guessed one and you got it the next question. You owe me. Happy birthday. That's your present.
Thank you.
Okay. Just to recap the score, we have Patrick at 3,800, Scott at 5,400. And Tony Ann at 16,400.
You can start taking points away from me. Just to make it fair.
Oh, right. She's giving us pity, Patrick.
Wow.
Game on, dude.
Let's try Animal Kingdom for 400.
Okay. This land, symbolized by a dragon, was never built. Scott.
What are its Fantastic Beasts?
No. That is a Universal movie.
It's also really close.
Harry Potter.
Tony Ann or Patrick? Patrick.
What is Beastly Kingdom?
Yeah.
That is correct. You were close, Scott, but no cigar.
I'll have to give him props for that one.
All right.
Let's go with Hollywood Studios for 800.
Okay. This 1914 anime character is a feature in Echo Lake. Scott.
Who is Birdie?
No.
Big Bertha?
Tony Ann.
Who is Gertie?
Gertie, not Bertie. Sorry, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Tony Ann.
Let's try Classic Snacks for 800.
This fruity snack was first sold in 1984. Scott.
What's a Dole fruit bar?
That's incorrect. Tony and Patrick. Patrick.
What is a Dole whip?
That is correct.
I still like those drinks that were shaped like grapes.
Yes, and grapes and oranges. I remember those from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Let's go.
The correct answer is really, what is a hole whip? Is that
that's
right?
True. That's whip. True. There's a hole in it. Yes.
All right, let's Patrick. Go.
Probably not back then.
No, yeah, you probably got the whole thing.
Hollywood Studios for 1200.
Okay. This railroad location is the setting of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Timer set. It's What Is Run Amok Railway?
Oh, wow. Yes, it is.
All right, Patrick?
Let's stick with that for 1600.
This animatronic has the ability to remove his own body parts. Patrick?
Who is Mr. Potato Head?
That is correct. All right, Patrick?
Hollywood Studios for 2000.
This original Masketeer is memorialized in the lobby of Muppet Vision 3D. Scott?
Who's Annette Funicello?
That is correct. Do you want to tell us how she's memorialized?
I have no idea, but because she's the only original Mouseketeer I know.
I know why.
Go ahead, Tony Ann.
There's Annette full of Jell-O.
Oh, in, that's right.
In the waiting area there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Scott, it's you.
Plastic snacks for 1200.
Did you say plastic snacks?
He did.
Classic.
This sticky snack cannot be purchased anywhere on Disney property. Patrick.
What is gum?
That is correct.
Nice.
All right, Patrick.
So Animal Kingdom for 800.
Animal Kingdom opened on this special day. Scott.
What is Earth Day?
That is correct.
Nice job.
All right, Scott.
Classic snacks for 1600.
More than 3.5 million units of this snack are sold every year. Tony Ann.
What are Mickey bars?
That is correct. All right, Tony Ann.
Let's stick with the classic snacks for 2000.
All right. Another Daily Double.
Patrick, she got them all.
Yeah.
I think she should have to wager everything.
Right.
I'm gonna wager 10,000. Because then if I lose, it will be very close.
Okay, just so the listeners know, she has up to 18,800 to wager. Okay. You ready, Tony Ann?
I guess so.
Okay. This popular snack food was created in Disneyland.
What are Fritos. What are Fritos?
Oh, Tony.
It was Doritos, you had it wasn't right. It was Doritos, wasn't it? Ah, I hate myself.
Yeah, it right.
Oh, well. All right.
At the Frito-Lay.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I knew it, but I changed my mind. I doubted myself.
Never I doubted myself.
Yeah. I have to believe in myself.
All right. So it's anybody's game. We have Patrick at 7,800, Scott at 8,200, and Tony Ann at 8,800. All right, so Tony Ann, you are in control of the board.
Let's do Animal Kingdom for 2,000.
Okay. Expedition Everest stands at this height to make it the tallest attraction in Walt Disney World. Scott.
What is 199 feet?
That is correct. All right, Scott.
Animal Kingdom for 1200.
This Imagineer was the lead designer of Animal Kingdom. Tony Ann.
Who is Joe Rohde?
That is correct. We have Animal Kingdom for 1600. This feature distinguishes the bathrooms of Animal Kingdom from the other parks. Tony Ann.
What are those crazy, stupid dryers that suck your hand like crazy?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
The Dyson ones?
No. Scott or Patrick?
I think it is those things.
That may be true, but it's not what I'm looking for. All right, Scott or Patrick? The timer is set.
No idea.
All right.
What is they don't have?
What are entrance doors?
Oh, so if animals, I was gonna say they don't animals have get great loose, companion I knew this. Bathrooms. I knew yes. this. I know this because if the animals get loose, you can go. They can send everyone into the bathrooms, and we're like it's a shelter for wild animals, yeah. Right?
You can lock yourself in the bathroom.
I still think it's the companion bathrooms are too small.
Yes.
No, the one by Expedition Everest is plenty big.
Okay.
Oh, that's what she said.
At the end of round two, we have Patrick at 7,800, Tony Ann at 10,000, and Scott at 10,200.
Doritos.
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 You'll never be able to look a bag of Doritos again, Tony Ann.
Sure, I will. No problem.
I know what everybody can bring you at the next G3, a bag of Doritos. Okay, so I'm getting ready to reveal the final category. In the interest of the game and privacy, I will need each of you to send me a private message with your wager. So that way everybody doesn't know what your wager is, okay?
All right, so here's the thing. You want us to do that on Facebook Messenger, and we're going to have to close the Just Buzz In thing to do.
You don't have to buzz in anymore because all three of you get a chance.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we're so are we gonna, we're going to private message you our answer too? Is that how we're going to do
it? Yeah, don't do it in the group one because you don't want anybody
to see. I'm just sending it to Rick.
Oh.
Yeah. So as soon as I reveal the category, you can send me the message. Okay?
Okay.
And it's Disney princesses.
And Rick, while they're doing their answers to you, Tony Ann was correct in saying that Disney MGM Studio theme park opened up at the same time as Pleasure Island.
I should get 10,000 points for that.
Yeah, you should.
Doritos.
And we also have a special announcement. We are going to donate $25 to the charity of the winner's choice.
Oh, awesome.
Because in our message when we were setting up the game, we were talking about special charities and stuff. So Patrick is working for the Rick Fund.
So I wonder who's going to win.
Right. Would you guys mind if we take a break for like 1 minute?
Yeah, sure, go.
Okay, thank you.
He's going to Google all the princesses right now. Doritos.
You're never going to live that one down, are you?
I was afraid you were going to say churros or something because I didn't.
No, I knew the story. I just don't know why I thought they were Fritos, but yeah.
But you started to say it, though.
I know, and I changed my, I doubted myself, yep.
Oh.
It's okay. Yeah. Now Scott will buy me Doritos when I see him. Oh, Michael's here.
Hi,
hey,
Michael.
Michael.
We get a Michael's Minute, too. Oh.
Yes, Michael.
Now our show is complete, Rick.
He's being very quiet, though.
So.
Did you eat dinner?
No.
Okay, we're almost done, though. I'll get you some. It's 9 o'clock. You slept, I know. You fell asleep.
Is he so tired from G3?
Yeah.
So, tomorrow's.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh. So, this is.
So, Tony Ann, Steve was really upset that he couldn't be part of this. Aww. So you're going to have to come back on sometime.
Okay. Steve. Well, we're going to do this show with Bill in a couple of weeks, but.
Scott.
Yeah, I'll be there too.
Scott.
Oh, Rick will be there too.
Scott.
Yeah, I'm a pass on that one.
Scott.
Oh, now I've got good luck.
Scott.
All right. Great. And Scott's best friend is rooting for Scott.
Exactly. How could that be different? Dude, so can I ask, do you just randomly like videotape yourself waking your kid up?
Kind of, because he was so cute.
Like, I was trying to figure out how that happened the other day.
Because he was so cute. He was sleeping in my bed. I was like, what are you doing in my bed?
That was awesome.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Scott?
We are ready, I think.
So okay. We're just going to private message you our answer.
Yes.
Okay. Does it have to be in the form
good
of a
idea.
Question?
Good idea.
Does it have to be in the form of a question? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
So I'm just typing in who is
Yeah, go ahead and type in who is. Wait, it might not be a who is question, Scott.
Can we just hear the category again more time for our listeners?
Disney princesses.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here is the clue. This is the only official Disney princess who does not sing in a movie. All right, let's see, I've got everybody's answers. And Patrick, we will start with you. You're going in with 7,800. And your guess is, who is Merida? And Merida is the correct answer. Good job.
Woohoo!
Tony Ann, you're going in with 10,000, and you also guessed who is Merida. So good job. And Scott, you went in with 10,200, and your answer is who is Aurora? And I'm sorry, that answer is incorrect. So the final results are Scott with 200. Patrick with 13,800 and Tony Ann with $20,000.
Doritos!
Doritos!
And for the rest of you, plastic cheese.
Doritos dipped in plastic cheese.
There you go.
You know, it literally came to me the last second. I was running through all the princesses in my head, and it literally came to me right before the end of that stupid song.
So yeah, great job, all three of you. It was riveting. I was rooting for all of you.
But especially Patrick, because it was going to the Rick Fund.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's right. I sent him the answer. I told him what to wager, but he didn't listen.
That was super fun, guys. Thank you so much for having us.
Okay. So to close out the show then. Rick, are we there yet?
Well, Tony Ann needs to tell us what her charity of choice is so we can make that donation.
I don't know if she wanted time to think about it.
We can do it to give kids the world. I had said the Human Fund, which was a joke. That's George Costanza's fake.
Yeah.
charity.
And then I thought it might be because that's what your calendars and the Flatties went to.
But. What? Yeah, give kids a reward. Oh, no, I thought you meant the human fund.
No.
The human fund. People helping people from Fred Claus. You got to help the people. People helping the people.
So the donation will be going to give kids the world.
Yes, that's fine.
Great.
Yes.
Okay. And I know Rick will take care of that. It was amazing listening to you guys, and I do want it to go on public record at this moment. Sorry, Rick, but I did the test run with Al and Steve on this last week, and guess who won the game? Ta-da!
You?
We didn't have to say it like that, Tony Ann. You?
You.
Yeah, that's because
girls rule.
I found a game I enjoy. So, yeah. Okay, guys, before you go, we need to find your social links. And we're going to start with you, Tony Ann, first.
Oh, gosh. I never know all those links. We're on Facebook. The Disney Crush is our main Facebook page. We also have a private group called The Friends of the Disney Crush. We have Instagram and Twitter and all that too, but I never know.
The underscore crush on Instagram.
There you go. Thanks, Scott. You see how much I use it. So,
okay. And Scott, what about you?
We have a private Facebook group also, the Mickey File podcast group, because neither of us are creative enough to come up with a cool name like Friends of the Disney Crush.
Friends of the Mickey File podcast. I just came up with it.
There we go. Yeah, but I don't want to like steal that.
So. Are you going to charge a fee for that, Tony Ann?
No, we're friends. We can, yeah.
We're on Instagram at Mickey File, Twitter, which we don't even use because it's a dumpster file, but we're at Mickey File on there too.
So
I'm forcing myself to use Instagram now. So at Mickey File on Instagram.
Unfortunately, I've been really busy for the last week or so, but normally I really enjoy doing the Instagram. You know, it's usually fun.
Cooler than I thought it was. Yeah. It takes discipline to actually use it, you know, because we're of a certain age that Instagram is like, you know, a thing.
I'm still in my 40s for another 6 days. So
hang on. What age group are you on about that it's a thing? Because it's like, is that a good thing? Bad thing?
It's absolutely a good thing.
Sheila's old enough to be everybody's mother.
No, yes, I am. No, you're not.
Yeah, she is, Tony.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure not.
No.
When we quit recording, we can discuss the technicality.
My oldest son is 48 years old.
Oh, then it is actually pretty close.
But I had Chris when I was 10. There's no way that's
true. I've met you. There's no way that's true.
But I had him when I was 10.
So. Oh, okay. Here you go.
Are you going to ask Patrick where we can find his podcast, Sheila?
Yeah, let's do it. That's a good idea.
See if he knows that answer.
Patrick, where can we find Monorail Tales?
Aren't they really listening if they're listening?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Absolutely. It is kind of silly, isn't it?
Yeah, they know if they're listening to us. They can find us on Facebook or monorailtales.com.
And also on Instagram, where it's a thing, apparently.
Absolutely. It is.
I can't thank you enough for, you know, being part of this tonight. Rick, once again, you just outdid yourself on this game. It's so nice having you as a in-house host for our games. You just rock it every time. So to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this episode. I hope you had fun as much as we did making this episode. We love you. Take care. And we'll see you next time. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Stars glow for you. Go see the world, 'cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, 'cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can't deny. It's been fun, but now I've got to go.
Thank you!